Iraq's top Shiite Muslim cleric insists that Iraq hold elections for its first post-war legislature. U.S. officials contend Iraq is not ready for elections because it lacks a roll of registered voters, and the country is still dealing with terror attacks. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani reportedly is ready to compromise if an independent United Nations team agrees that Iraq is not ready for elections. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said the U.S. supports the idea of holding elections, but she said it is unreasonable to schedule any elections before July 1st, when the U.S. plans to transfer sovereignty to Iraqis. She spoke with NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams in a tent set up on the White House North Lawn for Radio Day.
Dr. Rice, when you talk about Iraq, one of the stumbling blocks there now is the debate over whether or not there should be caucuses or elections, ultimately leading to the writing of a new Iraqi constitution.
There will be elections. There will be national direct elections in Iraq after there's a constitution and when they are fully prepared. Democracy is broken out in Iraq, and democracy, of course, is never simple. It can be a bit messy. The way that the caucuses will actually run, how to make them more representative, how to make them more transparent, we're in discussions with Iraqis and indeed in discussions with the United Nations about how to make that process one in which Iraqis can have confidence.
Could it be that if there is an election or caucus, that the Iraqi people could vote now or later to break apart the country so that you would have Kurds, Shiites, Sunnis in separate nation states?
Well, nothing that we have encountered suggests that the Iraqi people want anything of the sort. There is an Iraqi national identity. There are obviously strong regional and indeed ethnic affiliations and identities, and what levels of federalism, what levels of autonomy various parts of the country might have, that's all up for debate. But that Iraq needs to be a unified, unitary state is something to which we are committed.
How does the United States deal with the Grand Ayatollah Sistani if he is staging mass protests? Does that limit our policy options?
Well, in fact, Ayatollah Sistani, who is an important figure in Iraqi life, has been really raising questions about the representativeness of the process that will create the transitional legislature. I think that the fact that Iraqis decide to protest peacefully, to say that they want a particular kind of process, is a healthy sign, not an unhealthy one. But there does need to be technical work done. Indeed, the United Nations is going to send out a team, we hope, that will go to Iraq and talk about what needs to be done to get ready for national direct elections.
Dr. Rice, the recent decision by Libya to allow weapons inspectors into their country, some might argue that it's a result of the action the U.S. has taken in Iraq.
When you have diplomacy that is backed up by credibility, that's when you get results. And in the case of Libya, Colonel Gaddafi decided rightly that these weapons were not worth the trouble. And it's a good example of what happens when you have tough diplomacy backed up by credible words.
But it hasn't worked with North Korea.
It hasn't worked yet with North Korea. However, I would remind people that North Korea is in a process, the six-party talks. And the message to the North Koreans is very clear. You will remain isolated until you do something about your international obligations to get out of these weapons of mass destruction programs. They're not going to be in a position to blackmail their neighbors, and particularly countries like China that have so much invested with them.
Dr. Rice, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was good to be with you, Juan.
Condoleezza Rice, National Security Advisor. Contrary to British press reports, Rice says President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair are on the same page concerning the timetable for elections in Iraq. She said the two spoke about the matter in a phone call on Tuesday. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.